2 hours north of Reno, smack dab in the middle of the Black Rock Desert, is Burning Man. The week-long festival, which is intended to celebrate art and inclusion, has also become synonymous with party culture and drug use. But despite its remote location, the event takes place on federal land, which raises questions about how law enforcement should be handled. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
It's a hot afternoon on the playa. The winds have been kicking up large dust devils all day, and many burners have begun the daily ritual of seeking a shady place to wait out the heat. In the middle of it all sits a small trailer emblazoned with the Bureau of Land Management logo.
Morning!
Hello, you guys got some swag?
Oh yeah. What are you looking for? We got bracelets?
The mobile command station serves as a way for officers to meet with burners, but it's also a reminder to passersby that law enforcement is on patrol.
You know, for the most part, what we do here is public safety.
That's Patrick Brazenton, a BLM Ranger from Phoenix. A veteran, this is his ninth burn.
The agency issues the permit to allow the Burning Man event to occur here, and so we're an integrated part of the event.
It's almost shocking to see law enforcement so highly visible at a festival with Burning Man's reputation. Nudity is common, public drunkenness is celebrated, and no one bats an eye at the use of cannabis or psychedelic drugs like mushrooms or LSD. But Burning Man takes place on BLM land, and most of those things are illegal, which leaves many law officers walking a narrow line between allowing participants to have a good time and enforcing either federal or civil laws.
We're not going out and stopping every single vehicle or, you know, adamantly, you know, running every person through a search. It just occurs based on a legal violation that we stop and we check on the vehicle. And if there's something there in plain view, then we address it and take care of it.
But BLM is not alone out here. According to an agency spokesperson, they only have between 50 and 80 officers on duty during the event. They would not nail down an exact number, citing concerns with operational safety. But that leaves quite a bit of slack that needs to be picked up by more local agencies like the Washoe and Pershing County Sheriff's Offices. There are even some officers here from as far away as Elko. And having that high visibility helps some, like Reno resident Michelle Moscove, feel safe.
I don't know that I anticipated seeing any of them. I've heard that there were, you know, undercover people that hide around, and I said, oh no, they're in big trucks and ride all over. And that's comforting to me that I know if something goes down, someone is here.
Some burners, however, are not convinced all law enforcement officials are here to keep order. One burner, who refused to give his real name, but is known on the playa as Fire Soup, says some officers are not content with just keeping the peace.
You know, there's like probably 8 or 9 different police forces out here, and some of them are here for public safety, and some of them want to bust some hippies, you know?
But back at the station, Brazenton says that particular sentiment is rare. He mostly hears encouragement from burners, thankful somebody is here to make sure everyone is safe.
They have a sense of comfort and security knowing that if somebody is out of control, that we're here to go take care of that person so that they don't hurt anybody while they're here at the event. That's really, really what we see a lot of, is people thanking us, waving to us. It's just everybody saying, hey, Ranger, hi. They want to talk to a Ranger, want to know what we're doing, what do we do, where are we from, just like we do with them.
But there is a jail on the playa, and if burners are acting in a way that may present a danger to others, Brazenton says law enforcement officials will not hesitate to arrest them. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Paul Boger, reporting from Burning Man.